We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Dominic Perrottet's election campaign has been dealt a body blow after the Premier admitted to wearing a Nazi uniform to his 21st birthday party almost 20 years ago. Mr. Perrottet made the admission 2 days after a Cabinet colleague raised the matter with him, following fevered speculation among Liberals that a damaging photo of Mr. Perrottet at the party was said to be released. "At my 21st fancy dress party, I wore a Nazi uniform," Mr. Perrottet told reporters at an extraordinary press conference on Thursday. The Premier said he was deeply ashamed and truly sorry for the hurt that his actions had caused. He said he'd been anguished about his actions ever since and considered admitting to his mistake on a number of occasions. However, he only made the decision to come forward about it after it was raised with him on Tuesday night by a Cabinet colleague. "I knew that at this point that I needed to tell the truth," Mr. Perrottet said. "The truth about the terrible mistake that I made needed to be told by me, not by anyone else." Asked yesterday if he was dressed as Adolf Hitler, Mr. Perrottet said no. He told reporters that his 21st birthday party had a uniform theme. The Daily Telegraph understands that Veterans Minister David Elliott was the colleague who spoke to Mr. Perrottet on Tuesday, warning him that internal political rivals had a photo of the incident and were preparing to release it. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at the App Store. A woman was shot in the chest and police were hunting a gunman after a daylight attack in southwest Sydney, which police believe may have been linked to domestic violence. The woman in her 30s arrived at Bankstown Hospital just before 1 p.m. on Thursday, suffering a bullet wound to the right of her torso. After the woman was taken inside the doors of the hospital in a serious condition, detectives cordoned off the area and were treating it as a crime scene. Police sources said there was nothing to suggest any obvious links between the shooting and gangland activity. In a statement, New South Wales Police said the woman was being treated for her injuries and a manhunt was underway for the shooter. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Traumatised victims of sexual assault will now be able to lodge a report to police online, replacing an archaic system that saw survivors completing a 14-page form detailing their ordeal. New South Wales Police will on Friday unveil a new online reporting option for rape survivors who want to provide information without taking part in a formal police interview. The overhauled system will allow victims to upload images and screenshots of conversations with perpetrators, including evidence of contact via dating apps. Police and the government hope the system will allow victims to have more control over how their matter is dealt with, and the portal will give them the option of remaining anonymous or requesting a follow-up from police. Police Minister Paul Toole said the advancement in the online reporting system puts victims of sexual assault first when reporting and investigating the crimes. And Sydney may have had 326 consecutive days of temperatures under 30 degrees, but things are finally likely to heat up this Sunday, and we're not just talking about the mercury. The longest streak of days under 30 in the harbour city was 335 days, which was recorded way back in the 1860s. But Bureau of Meteorology senior meteorologist Jonathan Howe said we were unlikely to beat that record, given there was potential for the mercury to finally climb to 30 on Sunday. Mr. Howe said it was unusual for Sydney to record such consistent low temperatures. The Sydney average is 16 days a year above 30, so we're well below average, he said. It's a good sign we haven't seen these huge extreme heat days in terms of heat deaths and bushfires. The flip side, though, is because of La Nina, we saw a lot of rain with Sydney going through those huge flooding events, so it's definitely a double-edged sword. And that's the latest headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.